Hello, ladies and gerbs, boys and girls. The Grinch is back again to ruin your Christmas season with Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast. After last year, he's learned a thing or two about hosting, and he's ready to rant against Christmas cheer and roast his celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. You can listen with the whole family as guest stars like John Hamm, Brittany Broski, and Danny DeVito try to persuade the mean old Grinch that there's a lot to love about the insufferable holiday season. But that's not all. Somebody stole all the Children of Whoville's letters to Santa, and everybody thinks the Grinch is responsible. It's a real Whoville whodunit. Can Cindy Lou and Max help clear the Grinch's name? Grab your hot cocoa and cozy slippers to find out. Grown-ups, I'm about to play a clip from Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast. Follow Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome John Hamm.
Hi, thanks for having me. Wow, this is great. Do I call you just Grinch? Do you have a first name?
Oh, Grinch is fine.
Grinch is good, okay.
Some people call me G. No one really calls me G, but I'd like it if you did. Can I call you Hamster?
You can call me Hamster. That's not the first time I've heard that. But you know what? I think I'll call you G.
We're kind of like a morning shock jock thing now.
I see.
It's 107.7. It's G-Man and the Hamster.
Say what?
We need
you
a
know,
little...
that kind of thing.
All right, hey everybody, it's G-Man here. We're gonna be setting up a tent at an event that no one would ever want to come to, so come see us at the tent.
G-Fest.
At the G-Fest.
Now, Hamster, you look great, as always, but...
Thanks, pal.
And by great, I mean you kind of look like one of those dudes who makes pickleball their entire personality.
I see. Well, that feels like a dig.
It's because it is, hon.
Okay.
Is that how you stay so fit? Are you a pickleballer?
I'm not a pickleballer. I do play a little tennis. Maybe that's it. I like to get out in the fresh air. And, you know, especially I live in California.
Ooh.
So it's nice 10 months out of the year here.
California, the Sunshine State.
The Sunshine State, yeah.
Beantown. I mean, you were around some beautiful production design on the set of Mad Men.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's really hard to source mid-century modern Nordic furniture up here.
I get it.
Okay, so no pickleball.
No.
Speaking of Mad Men, not sure how I wasn't cast in a show with a title like that, but okay.
Well, it wasn't about people that are angry so much. It was, they were more kind of crazy. You know, they were advertising and it was on Madison Avenue. That was the genesis of the name. So I think maybe it wasn't necessarily about just angry folks. You would have been great in that show if it was about angry folks.
Right, I think that that's really the show that they should have done. You know, it's about angry guys. And I'm there, and I'm looking snappy in my suit, and I'm going, I'm sad, but I have everything.
You would have looked great in the period costumes, I gotta say. I could see you in a skinny tie. That would have been a good look for you.
And then someone runs over my foot with a lawnmower, except if you ran over my foot with a lawnmower, I mean, that's the end for that lawnmower. I'm gonna be fine, but this green fur foot situation, I mean, that times a million.
Fair enough. Again, the show would have been radically different had you been in it, but I probably would have watched.
Yeah, and you're an anti-hero on that, right?
A little bit, in kind of the Taylor Swift way.
Yeah, I mean, how about just regular hero, huh? Why are you gonna be anti-hero? Why not just be a good guy 100%?
Well, that's an interesting question for you to ask. You know, I think that if we look at your place in the literary canon, you wonder, why so angry? Why not turn that frown upside down, you know? I feel like when last we saw you, that heart was growing real big and—
Okay, don't bring it up, hon.
That was a nice shift.
I just think everybody's cramping my style with this anti-hero. So I am the OG. You bring up a good point. I am the OG anti-hero.
OG, yes, for sure.
I'm the OG.
For sure.
And—
G to the OG.
If you're trying to play anti-heroes, why don't you play me in a movie?
You know, I think Jim Carrey really ruined it for everybody, I gotta say.
He bodied, he ate.
Did you sign off on that, by the way?
You know what? I wasn't involved in the casting of that because the last time they were asking me who should play me, I was really riding hard for Wallace Shawn.
Fair enough. I would have liked to seen that. My dinner with G.
Yeah. Some people say inconceivable. I say very conceivable.
Quite conceivable. I'm with it. Talk about eating it up, no crumbs.
Well, I think you'd eat it up, no crumbs.
As the Grinch, I really think you'd make a great Grinch.
Well, let's make it happen.
Yeah, do you want the part? I mean, you'd have to do it for free. You'd have to live in a cave, and you'd have to feed Max twice a day and pay my bills. Are you interested?
I'm going to say yes. A qualified yes.
Now, speaking of Max, I think that's really, truly the hard part is dealing with Max. I don't want to blow up his spot, but Max is a huge fan.
He's a ham stan.
Oh.
He clearly has a thing for complex characters with dark undertones. Seriously, around the cave, we call him Dog Draper. Anything you want to say to Max?
Well, first of all, I love all dogs. I have a dog here at home named Murphy, and I think Murphy and Max would probably get along really well.
Oh, Murphy. You like that, Max? You want to meet Murphy?
His tail's wagging, I can see.
Well, his tail's wagging because he loves life and he's, well, he's kind of a moron.
Well, he's meeting one of his heroes.
It's true. Well, he was sort of more on Heisenberg's side during that whole era.
Well, that's fine. There's room for both of us here.
Yeah, he was a Breaking Bad guy.
We were parallel tracks for sure. I get it.
Uh-huh. He doesn't really understand the show. He thought Jesse was making a lot of good decisions. And he was rooting for the guys. And I was like, Max, you got to stop rooting for these guys.
Well, I think he probably understands the role of a good number two. You know what I mean? And he understands that, right? So, yeah, there you go.
This guy loves number twos, let me tell you.
Right?
It reeks in here. You have what they call in Hollywood. They call it range. Right? Comedy, drama, and then all the way back to comedy and then drama again.
Sometimes dramedy. I got my start in dramedy.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
A lot of people don't know that, but one of my first parts was on Ally McBeal, the classic dramedy.
Ally McBeal. You know, I haven't spoken to that dancing baby in so long. We ran into each other at an Admiral's Club.
He's got to be like 35 now.
Yeah.
But you know what? Probably. I guarantee you this. Still dancing.
Oh, he's still dancing.
Unlock weekly bonus content that follows Cindy, Lou, and Max as they investigate the Christmas crime to clear the Grinch's name. And listen to every episode ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.